The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.
Yes, have James with us on Boundary Side. And first time back when James left at the end of 2020. And, well, you know the ground and the players pretty well. So I'm sure that you'll be able to give the Adelaide Crows a little bit of a fillip today.
Yes, no, I did opposition this week, so that was exciting. Did it last year as well when we played them in round one. So, yeah, no, really excited to play on this ground. It's another ground where a lot of our boys haven't played on. We did that this year with the MCG and a few other grounds, so we're ticking them off and getting the experience.
Round one last year, you got the win. The other coaches must have thought you were a genius. They must have thought, hang on a minute, what's going on here? This is amazing.
Oh, no, the boys were pretty fresh. We didn't play finals the year before, so they were ready to go and they brought the pressure. And when you bring the heat, and when our boys do, they're pretty competitive.
Rails, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Benny, Cass and Nealty up in the K-Rock box. Great to be talking to you again on K-Rock Footy. Do you go back to that vision at all from last year, round one, or is that just too far in the past to bring up and you know, for it to play a role going into today?
No, we didn't. Look, it was a good day for us. The guys got a lot of belief out of that game to beat Geelong, and we had a few other good wins throughout the year against some strong sides. So, yeah, no, we look more on where we are this year. We have slightly changed our game. I think we've got a more holistic game. And, the boys are pretty good to go on this. Weather's pretty impressive. They're making a liar out of me back in Adelaide.
The team's a bit different to last week. I think you've made five changes in the end, but there's some key returns. Now, Riley O'Brien's the one that's been the talking point for the last couple of weeks. He was sent back to the Sandful to find some touch, and he did that in some pretty impressive style last week. What do you want out of Riley, especially when he goes up against, for want of a better term, a part-timer in Mark Blitzarves?
Yeah, obviously we want him to get first hands on it in the ruck, but obviously an aerial threat. We've probably got a smaller team in this week. Tex is out this week, so we need Riley, yes, getting back to help our defenders, but also getting forward and taking some marks.
Yep. Talk to us about how you'll structure up forward without Tex, but also without Josh Rochelle as well.
Yeah, no, they've obviously probably been our best goal kickers for the year and probably been pretty good form. So we're going to miss them, but we need more goal kickers from our whole list, really. I saw Richmond last night and Sydney, they shared the goal kicking around. I know Bud was pretty good, but that's what we need. We need to have 8 to 10 goal kickers to help us all through the game.
James, do you catch up with a few mates over here, or is it just like a strictly business where you're using the Diners Club?
A little bit more business with the Geelong. I keep in contact with obviously a lot of the people I know from Geelong. So, a few text messages and phone calls, but I've actually caught up with family and going to catch up with a few friends tonight, staying down the night. So, looking forward to it.
The young Geelong boy, Ned McHenry, took some time to find his feet. He's still only 21, I look down here, and he's playing his 39th game of footy, but he's starting to, as I said, find his feet as an AFL player.
Yeah, no, Ned's been really important for us. I think he's one of the best sort of pressure forwards in the game. He's got a really big engine. He works up and down the ground, and then he's just trying to work on his polish. He missed a couple of goals last week, which he's just got to finish off, and that's what he's working on.
James, Mark Neild here, mate. Are you able to give us a bit of an insight into Ben Keys? Every time I watch you guys play, he's super impressive, and he's one of those players that sometimes we hear about. I just reckon had he landed at a Victorian club and be doing what he's doing, we'd hear about him all the time over here. And you go through his stats, he's yet to play 100 games, but he seems to have developed into not only a consistent possession winner and contested ball player, but also a leader of your footy club. Would that be right?
Yeah, no doubt. He's in our leadership group. I've been lucky enough to coach a lot of good players that work really hard, but geez, he's up there for work rate. I don't know if I've seen a player work as hard as Ben Keys, offensively and defensively. So that's what is so crucial about his game. He just gets up and back on the ground, and he's had a really good, well, since I've been here last year, and this year has been one of our best players by far.
Mate, now holistically on the game today, like you said, you've done the oppo, so you've got an idea of the strengths and weaknesses of the Cats today. Now for you to beat them today, what are a couple of the key areas that you've got to be on top in?
Well, it's not always on top. It's just matching them around the footy. You have to be good around the footy, and then you spread away from that. So we'll be working really hard on that, on our ability to get away from the contest. We're a really good contested ball team and ground ball get team. So if we can manage to match them around the contest and then get it forward and hopefully press the game and keep it in our forward half, will be a chance.
The final one from me is another individual player who we haven't seen much of this year, but he just looked like he's got something and something pretty special. Now, I probably won't pronounce his name well. Riley Tilthorpe, he's like a big lad, and he seemed to, when he came in, command the footy. Where do you see his future development? What's his next step?
Yeah, well, I think we're working on him being the key forward. He's definitely a second tall ruck option, but we probably need him with where our list at to be that key forward. He had a really good debut year last year. He's just had a few little body issues. He's a growing boy, he's a big lad, and we're just trying to manage that as well. He's in this week. He actually had a reasonable game last week. He contested quite well, and he's probably got the biggest engine I've seen for someone his size. So he'll run and have a run around on the ball as well.
Rails, Dude and Butts, will they share Cameron and Hawkins?
We've got Nick Murray in as well, who's a very athletic halfback, so he'll have a role on them as well. So, we've got three tall backs, and hopefully probably more about just stopping the supply as much as possible. Watch that Fremantle game pretty closely, and, I loved how they defended the ground.
Davis and Jones, were your travelling emergencies? Which one will be the medi sub? Are you allowed to tell us, even though we're half an hour away from teams being lodged?
Yeah, I think they're still discussing, but I think Jones will be. That's my info for you.
Well, we really appreciate your time. Who do you try and catch up with when you're here, Riles? Who's sort of, the ones that you've kept tight with since you left the club?
Well, a few of them left. Obviously, I coached with Manny Scarlett and Corey Enright. I coached against Corey last week. And, so we try and catch up with them. Nigel Lappin, obviously, I coached with for probably 10 years as well. So, and Shane O'Bree, who's been there a while. But also know Matty Egan, who's jumped on board, and Shannon Burns. So it's great to have that Geelong feel. And it's great to have Harry Taylor back. And I love what they're doing, boys, like the way they're playing and a few changes they've made to their game. So obviously, watch all their games and take an interest.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to talk, Rails. Great to have you back on K-Rock Footy, and I know it's only a once a year thing, but we'll hopefully talk to you in 2023.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
James Riley joining us on K-Rock Footy.
The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.